Monday, January 6th, 2025, Board of Equalization at 2:45, followed by Board of Commissioners at 3 p.m.
Won't you give me the green light?
My wife would say the same thing. Exactly.
Okay, let's call the Board of Equalization to order. We'll stand and say the pledge, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the county boardroom as a review for all citizens in attendance. Will you call roll, please, Cherie?
Scott?
Yes.
Bob?
Here.
Troy?
Here.
Marty?
Yep.
Brian, I'll excuse him today.
Second.
Call roll on that, please.
Bob?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Scott?
Yes. Okay, consent agenda items. We have the approval of the previous minutes, December 9th, 2024.
I'd make that motion.
Okay, we got Troy.
Second.
And Bob. Will you call roll, please?
Troy?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Scott?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Okay, new business. We have a hearing for Heartland Counseling Services, application for an exemption for a motor vehicle. Looks like they have a 2012 Dodge Grand SXT, the VIN ending in 190646. Obviously, the vehicle is used for the community support services, etc. It's the recommended by Stephanie, the treasurer.
Yeah, it's just a renewal.
Just a renewal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'll make the motion to approve.
Second.
Okay, I'll close the hearing, and then we got Bob and we got Troy. Thank you, Stephanie.
You're welcome.
Marty?
Yeah.
Scott?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Okay, looks like we have Christy. And we have, looks like we have a couple, is that correct?
Or I just one? Have one.
Just the one?
Yep.
10069?
Yes. It's a homestead exemption correction the state sent me. They're changing the percent from 70 to 90 for Terry and Bernice Bowman.
Okay. Anything else? Any questions for?
No, I'll move to approve that or accept that.
Okay.
I'll second.
On the list correction, we got Bob and Troy.
Scott?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Thank you, Christy.
Yep.
Anything else? That's it?
Yes, that's what I got.
Okay, number three, we got mail emergency business. Anything? Nothing? We got anybody from the public who would like to comment anything with the Board of Equalization? If not, we are adjourned, and it's what, 49? Or it's
48.
48?
Yeah, good.
Oh, boy. Okay, thank you. You're adjourned.
12 minutes.
Plays with somebody so they, in case he falls over, they can help pick him up.
Yeah, right.
All right, guys, it's 3 o'clock. We'll go ahead and start our bi-weekly commissioner meeting. A current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the county board meeting room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. We'll go ahead and start with public comment after we take roll here.
Marty?
Yep.
Scott?
Yes.
Bob?
Here.
Troy?
Here.
Somebody want to excuse Brian?
Yep, I make motion to excuse Brian.
Second.
Brown, Scott?
Yes.
Brian, or Bob?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Okay, those two are signed. This is all you do, this one here, this is mine.
So, public comment. If anybody wants to comment on anything that is not on today's agenda, now would be the time to comment on it. So, if anybody has anything. All right, we'll go to consent agenda items. Approval of previous minutes from December 23rd, 2024. Approval of payroll claims December 22nd to January 4th. Approval of payment accounts payable claims. And approval of account payable claims, if any. I came in, I went through everything. Everything seems to be in order. I went through all of the payroll except She was through everything except the jails. There's a lot of extra stuff with the New Year thing. I told her that I would go ahead and go through just the jail people afterwards, but everything else appears to be in order.
So. Okay, so move to the consent agenda items.
I'll second.
Bob?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Marty?
Yeah.
Scott?
Yes. Where's Pat Mochek at?
She's not here, so Scott, do you have the proclamation paper that she had in there? It's the first page there.
Yeah.
So Pat Mochek, Siouxland Coalition Against Human Trafficking, requesting the board adopt a proclamation making the month of January Human Trafficking Awareness and Prevention Month. Scott, do you want to just kind of comment on that just a little bit? Then?
Well, as we all know, that Pat comes here every year. She's very involved and about the Human Slavery Trafficking Awareness Month. But anyways, she's very passionate about it. I know everybody needs to be aware of it. I mean, as we, you know, you travel, you always see the signs up everywhere. Rest areas, etc. It happens everywhere, you know. I know that even like my wife and I, we'd always, you know, pre-warn our kids, regardless where you're at, what you're doing. It doesn't matter if they're old, young, if you think they need help. But anyways, very, very important to make sure that everybody's aware of what's happening. And it's scary. It's hard to believe, but it does happen. But yeah, Pat just asked us to sign this and to honor the month of January. It needs to be honored 12 months out of the year, right?
Yeah.
But anyways, that's basically what Pat does. And she, like I said, she's very passionate about it, and she does a great job with it. And she just likes to make sure that we're aware of what's happening.
All right.
So, with that said, I will. It's requesting the board to adopt the proclamation month of the month of January, Slavery and Human Trafficking. I will make that motion, the Awareness and Prevention Month.
I'll second that.
Troy?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Scott?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Board to approve a letter of support to Simcoe in their efforts to apply and raise grant to expand the facilities in Sioux City, Iowa, and build a satellite location in the Mars to benefit the tri-state area, and approve the chair to approve to sign such notice. Simcoe, the gentleman that was representing them said that he had an earlier meeting and he wasn't sure he was going to be able to make it.
Good, we didn't want to listen to him anyways.
Most of the other entities in the area have already signed a letter and a letter supporting Simcoe. I don't think there'd be an issue with that, as be my opinion.
Who sits on the Simcoe board right now?
Bob does.
Bob.
Yeah. Is that Brian Pearson that was here?
Yeah.
Or have,
yeah.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, and I'm going to say this for the last time, is I'll never be back here again.
Yeah, that's what you said last time.
I did say that a couple times ago. But anyways, what ruined me with Simcoe, and I don't mean to be harsh on him, but when we had a huge roundtable meeting at the college, and when they went over information, I mean, there was probably 30 people there. Bill Rody and I, this has been a minute ago, but when they tried saying that Siouxland Ethanol employed 1,300 people or some silly number, I mean, I was just like,
okay.
I stood up and I was like, I'm out of here. Bill and I both did. It was like, I don't know if at the time they didn't know what they're doing, or where they come up with something so silly, but anyways, ever since then, the Simcoe name in my eyes is a joke. That's just my opinion,
yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
That's the only thing I'm saying, okay? So, but as far as the letter goes, I'll make a motion for the chair to sign it, even though I think it's, I wish them luck over in Sioux City and Lamar's, and maybe it'll do some good for Dakota County sometime.
I'll second that.
You want to know how I really feel?
Afterwards.
Yeah, all right. Later.
Marty?
Yep.
Scott?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Board to review and approve or not approve snow removal contracts for 2025.
Jolene.
Hello.
Jolene.
Hello.
So I reached out to Oban, Harris, and Lux.
I use the contract up the NERMA website to send out to them and ask them if they would be interested, should the need arise, to have them help us. That way we have their rates ahead of time and everything in place. So this is only if we get a bad storm or something comes up that we need their help. So I just figured we kind of do this like we do the gravel bids, just kind of accept them all, and then depending on what areas, you know, the Oban could be over by Emerson, Steve Harris by Homer, Lux around the Hubbard area. So hopefully we won't need them.
So the prices are all there. Pretty simple. So at least now we know that.
Did you get one from Oban?
Yeah, I did.
Oban was in there.
Okay, yeah, Oban is.
So I have Oban,
Harris,
and Lux.
Yep.
And then two, depending on what we need, what equipment we would happen to need or whatever, we know who to call out.
Obviously, our equipment that you're going off of, their equipment is bigger.
Right.
And more money. So, yeah, I get it. Yep, understand. If you remember last year when we had to call in a few, and I think Steve Harris said, I didn't realize I'd tear that much the chains up.
Yeah.
He said whatever he charged, he says, half of the money went to chains.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, wore them out. But anyways, yeah, okay. So let's review and approve it. I think it's, yeah, we know where we're at. We know that the three people. So I'll make a motion to approve the snow removal contracts for 2025 that is in writing.
I'll second that, Scott.
Scott?
Yes, ma'am.
Bob?
Yes.
Troy?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep. But I would say if it comes to the point to where we need him, go ahead and contact commissioners before we hire. So. All right, let's go with the road report.
Okay, we had 90.75 hours maintaining, 4 hours hauling salt and sand in, 22 hours on snow removal, 4 hours garbage pickup, 18 hours hauling gravel. We hauled just under 220 ton of crushed concrete in the yard. That was for M Avenue. 23.9 tons of sand and 50 ton of gravel out on the roads. 12 hours in sign repair and a request for grading on 270th. Guys have been spending a lot of time in the shop getting chains ready, equipment ready.
Do we have the majority of the concrete hauled in for M Avenue?
No.
That's something they're just going to keep working at with.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then you guys have our county road supervisor resigned last week and took a job with Thurston County. So we're now operating without a head honcho out there. And Lance took a job at Thurston County.
Oh.
He took a job at Thurston County. So you guys have kind of a plan of action if we'll start advertising, and that's something we'll discuss at the end of it, but we'll start advertising.
Did Lance give a notice?
Yeah.
When's his notice done?
Last Friday.
It was last Friday?
Yeah.
He's out?
Yep.
So he's done. So who's acting now? No one?
No one.
So Dean is the second in command, and since he was leaving to have surgery on his foot, we asked the guys who would be interested to kind of step in for Dean if Lance and Dean happen to be gone. So that was Bob Hacker. So Bob's kind of in charge out there for now, helping out till Dean comes back. And hopefully Dean will be back in about 2 weeks. We'll have to see.
Originally he was talking 3 months. Is it going better than he had hoped?
He said it was doing pretty good. It could be up to 3 months. He's off the scooter. He can walk on it now. So he said he could be of some use if we need it, running errands, going after stuff, checking roads, just not a whole lot of stuff. So just depends on how desperate we are for it, I guess.
All right.
He'll be fine. They got you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Joel.
Thanks, Jolene.
M Avenue project, discussion regarding the with concerns, board to take action if any changes are made.
So, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
For those of you who don't remember me, I'm Josh Keithley with Midwest Engineering.
You remember you.
All right, good. So, I'm just here to discuss, answer any questions you guys have. I just hear there's some concerns about the width of the road on M Avenue, so.
Troy, you were kind of spearheading this. What are you thinking?
So, I've been contacted by a few different people. But they're concerned about the 28-foot width, you know, getting a couple trucks across there side by side, especially, you know, if it's raining or a little slick or whatever. They were kind of wondering if we could make it a little bit wider.
Okay.
Or what issues would that, you know, cause or...
Okay, so just to kind of give you guys a little background, state of Nebraska, minimum design standards for the county road with your traffic on M Avenue, the minimum design is 24 foot. Mm. Okay, we're at 28.
Yeah.
We can definitely go wider if you guys want to. At this point, since it has been let and we have a contract, we would go back to the contractor and request, see what additional costs, savings, whatever they may be, plus minus at this point, to see if we went to like a 30-foot top or whatever. So it's definitely doable. Those are just kind of next steps if that's what you want to do.
So roads naturally widen out over the years, correct?
Correct.
So how many years do you think it'd be before it was back to 34, 36, 40?
Well, it's great.
I bet that was graded. Okay. So I don't know. That's just the concerns I had gotten from the people.
Yeah, and there's a gentleman here at the last meeting. I don't see him here today. He said he's going to stop back, but I don't see him. But, yeah, I don't know. You know, our 22-foot is the width of our Jackson, or the Hubbard-Jackson Road, our paved road. And I know it's a little bit different deal, but it seems like...
That works.
28-foot road seems like a pretty good size.
24 standard is 28.
It'll widen out.
Yeah.
Now, you start getting up into, like, over 400 vehicles a day. You're right. So, based on the counts we had in 2022, you're right at 150. When you start getting up to like 400 or above, that's when you start looking at 30-foot top is 400 and above. When you get over 2,000, you actually do get out to like a 12-foot lane with an 8-foot shoulder. You're generally paved at that point.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be 40-foot, but that's 2,000 ADT. So at 150, we're well below even the 400 for a 30-foot top, but that's definitely something we can look at.
Yeah, and with the work that they've done, the engineering that we paid for and the contract that was let, I don't think that it's worth opening that back up. I just don't. We're so far ahead, we're so far over what Nebraska standards are.
Right, and that's kind of where I'm at too. I don't know, you know, I get it, heavily trafficked hills, this and that, but I guess it's the people that are driving it, they've been driving it for years, and they know what to look out for. And if we're, you know, 4 feet over them, what? Just,
now there is.
Where does it end?
Yeah, I agree. Now, one thing we could do if you want to look at 30 foot is we could contact a contractor and say, hey, just curious, what would it be? What would the cost difference be, plus minus, to go to 30 foot? Doesn't mean we have to do it. We could at least ask the question if you want to entertain it, too.
Well, you can ask him the question, but we don't want to pay for additional. If it would be cheaper for him to do that,
okay,
so he wouldn't spend a bunch of time or money, you know, into figuring this out, but we don't want to pay for more engineering. But if they can do it cheaper and do the same quality and leave it a little wider, I think we'd definitely look at that.
So what we do is typically would be, so right now we got an 8-foot ditch bottom. So that's the width of the ditch on each side of the road. So we'd go down to a 6, and that's where you would get that additional width on top.
Mm-hmm. Sounds expensive.
Yeah, it depends, because we're actually cutting. We're cutting the ditches out, so it'd be less cut in your cut areas. Now your fill areas.
Again, it's like Marty said, we don't want to spend a bunch of engineering costs. I think that these people can probably, you know, they can probably, within minutes, they can probably figure it out.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. No, exactly. And I can just contact him and say, hey, if we get to 30 foot, would there...
Yep.
And he might go, I can go to 30 foot for no additional cost.
Yeah.
Like, we'll just do it. So that's definitely something I can
I really appreciate you taking your time to come in here and touch base with us.
Thank you
very much. Any other questions?
No, sir.
No, I think that was
thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate that. And then just a couple of quick things. A couple of quick things just for discussion. Nothing to... So first of all, we do have... We do have our position open for county road foreman. So we need to, you know, we'll discuss and decide. We'll start taking applications for that, and we'll have it on our agenda next time. but it's just something to be thinking about. Also, we will be looking for a county weed personnel, weed and sign guy. So we'll start advertising that at the same time. So.
Okay, so the new okay, today's the 6th.
Yep.
The new board gets sworn in the 9th. Mm-hmm. Okay, and then on the 21st is your reorg meeting. Is that correct? What's the 20th? Is that a holiday?
Yep.
Okay. All right, well, I knew that was something like that, but I just wanted to verify it. And I know that Rick and Jeff are here, so good luck to you.
And guys. Rogelio.
Hey, what's his name back there?
Rogelio.
Rogelio?
Yes, sir.
Right on, okay. Well, congratulations to three of you. One thing I can tell you is good luck. Have fun with it, right? Rick, right? Right? Have fun.
And then also I would like to just take a minute to thank Bob and Troy and Scott for the time that they put in for Dakota County. Bob was a treasurer before and his dad before him, so longtime servants of Dakota County, and appreciate that. Troy came in and took his 4-year whack at it and did a lot of good things. He always showed up and he did followed up on stuff. I really appreciated that. And Bob did too. And Scott is here for his second of many terms, I'm sure. But he says he's gone for good, but we'll see. And
I promise you, this is it. I promise you. I did 8, took 2 off, came back 4. No, listen, I've had a lot of. Listen, it's been a great experience, no question about it. I wouldn't change it. I've met a lot of great people. Had some fun, had some challenging times, obviously. I think my first year in was during the 2011 flood. And, wow, talk about, you know, getting your feet wet, you know, and the many ways. But I remember on a daily occasion, and, you know, Rick was a part of it, how we'd get 100 phone calls a day, you know, just on my cell phone from issues for the, you know, people and the volunteer. It was crazy. But there's been a lot of good times. Good people, you know, Kim and all the elected officials and Cherie and, you know, obviously Stephanie's new makeover. I don't know where the hell she went and got it at, but she's looking pretty good. And yeah, it's like, what's going on? I didn't even recognize her. I was like, but anyways, Christine, everybody, it's been good and I appreciate it. It's like I said, it's been fun. And you guys will have fun.
Scott and I have not always seen eye to eye on everything, but I think that's a great thing because a board that always agrees on everything all the time, I don't think is doing its job because you have 5 different people with 5 different opinions, and I think it's good. And I really enjoyed working with you, Scott.
But, yeah, and I appreciate that. And you couldn't have hit Troy Moore right, you know, what you said about him. I mean, he was definitely there and involved with everything. I'm not going to lie. You know, my first 8 years that I served on the county board, challenging at times, very, very challenging with monies and et cetera. But I have to admit, it was a totally different board than what I was used to sitting on, you know. And listen, if they were sitting here, I'd sit right in front of them anyways. You know, when Janet and Larry were sitting on the board, I'm not going to lie, it was the most miserable time of my life. And I think about every 3 months I wanted to resign. I never thought on a county level that red and blue would make a difference. Okay, but I seen it that it was, and it was pretty shameful. But anyways, end of the day, it was educational, miserable at the same time. But at the end of the day, I'm glad it's over with, and I'm glad that I did it. How's that sound?
That sounds honest.
I mean, I'm just being honest. You know me. I get 50 Shades of Grey about once a year with my wife, and that's it. Otherwise, I'm black and white. All right? I'm done.
All right. Also like to thank all 3 of the new commissioners for being here today. We'll be in contact and kind of, because there's lots of different boards that we set on, so that'll all be done at the reorg meeting. But we'll try to touch base with Brian, and I will touch base off and on, trying to figure out what works for everybody, what people want to be involved in, and looking forward to working. It's going to be a huge challenge this year with the new budget constraints that are put on by our legislature. So all 3 of the unions that the county has are up for renegotiation. So I think it will be a, it'll be an interesting and time-consuming year for sure.
One thing I would throw into is I think you guys should get an insurance committee with all the employees, and I think you guys should start talking over insurance early.
Yep. Yep. Not a bad idea, for sure.
Yeah. Bob, thank you, too. If you didn't, thanks for your service.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Good luck when you set sail into the sunset.
Actually, he acted as temporary weed supervisor for a couple of years when he was chair.
So did you really?
I think I have a lateral move for him, but I don't know.
Call me.
All right. Any commissioner committee reports?
Don't call me. Yeah. I'll call you.
Right.
You know what? A few weeks ago, I know I missed a few meetings with that morning because of my work schedule, but I know that, you know, I had that LEC meeting and a couple weeks back. It was pretty simple, the renewal, the raises for insurance. Obviously, we know that Don, you know, passed away, and I know that was really heart-wrenching for the LEC because he was very, very proactive with them, and I know that Tracy's kind of struggling with that, but other than that, no, I don't have anything else. And hopefully, maybe down the road, if there's something that I can sit on, mm-hmm. you know, any type of the committees as a, you know, non, you know,
commissioner.
Yes.
Yeah, there are some committees where you have non commissioners that sit on. So definitely keep me in mind for that, Scott.
SEMCO liaison, maybe.
I would be honored to sit on the SEMCO. I think they would love me.
I have nothing, Marty.
I didn't have anything. Mail or emergency business? For the new folks, this is going to wind up being about a 30-minute meeting, and just so you know, it's not the standard meeting. There's just not much on today's agenda. So.
But the next one's going to be long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, next one will be long.
Next one will be long.
Okay. We have the swearing-in of the new commissioners on Thursday, January 9th, 2025 at 10 a.m., will that take place in this room or where?
County court.
Okay. County court.
And it's just those three, right?
What's that? Yeah. For those three. You guys all know where county court is? Just register there. Okay. And Scott, anything else?
You know what?
Words of wisdom?
I'm giving you your last bite of the apple.
What's he trying to do?
No,
listen.
I always ask Van Berkum at the end, and he always says.
Oh!
No, but you got
something else to say. I will make a motion.
Okay. The last time.
For the last time in my life.
Yeah.
In this boardroom, that we are adjourned.
Hi.
Make sure he gets that, right?
Yeah. All right, well, thank you,
guys.
Thanks.
Yes, sir.